This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's...
Well, hello, America. It's the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez coming at you live. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. All the information is right there, along with the host of previous interviews you can download and listen to at your own convenience. We're here to help you, and if, like we said with Bill Fetter, if you see something that is suspicious out there as you go to the polling stations today, don't be afraid to say something. And if you're afraid to say something, at least drop me an email. Let me know that something suspicious is happening in your voting district, bill@billmartinezlive.com, and we'll make sure we get the word out there on behalf of the American people. It is one of those things, and I understand that when you consider negative things, that's what's going to happen. That's what you're going to see. And I know most people would like to think that, this is a time-honored privilege, an opportunity for us to choose who will lead us for the next 4 years. This is all part of the process. This is the American way. And, this is what this country is all about, is what has made us so doggone exceptional, is that we can do this, even though it's been going on for days. But today is the day. It's officially Election Day 2016. I encourage all of you to get out there and let these politicians know. Let the government know how you feel on these issues. This is a government of, for, and by we the people, as I keep saying. This is straight out of our Constitution, and our founding fathers had an intent with that phrase. It is a very powerful phrase. It is something that shudders the elites. They believe in their own way that it's the government of, for, and by them, that we need them. They're just so invaluable. They're just so brilliant and highly intelligent that without them, we would be so incompetent and not be able to effectively look out for all the good that needs to be looked at according to their eyes, not according to we the people. They don't care if they circumvent our constitutional rights, because if they believe in something ideologically, then we need to conform. I mean, this is why we have activist judges that have taken over and vacated millions of votes. For example, in California, 8 million votes vacated because of one judge. And, meanwhile, Main Street America kind of steps back and goes, hey, what happened here? And then you listen to the opposing side, and they want to support that every vote counts, but yet votes get eradicated and vacated, and somehow it's okay. Well, there's a lot of things that are wrong right now in 2016 America. And if it's going to get right, if 7 out of 10 of us say that we're on the wrong track, well, then 7 out of 10 of us need to be clearly represented in this election. We can't have low voter turnout. If there needs to be a mandate expressed and fired over the bows of the boats of these politicians, it needs to come from we the people saying we've had it. If we're going to give them another 4 years or not, then we need to make it clear that they are... they're on notice, and you need to execute that notice today. We've had two candidates primarily, and Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, that have been basically vying for this job. We've been interviewing them. They've been telling us about them and why they are qualified and most qualified to lead this country. Well, this country has a lot of problems, and it's up to us, we the people. I mean, we're hiring them, okay? And you get to hire them today with your vote and say they're in or they're out. Who do you believe can get this country back on track? Who do you think is going to do something about the economy, about the jobs, about our security, our national security that has been compromised? Who's going to do something that says, America and its people are most important? You know, it's like being on the airplane. What do they tell you when those masks come down? You put the mask on yourself first before you help the child sitting next to you. Are we at that point? Maybe we need to consider that. Well, think about it, as today is Election Day 2016 across America.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, that's the mission, and if it's going to happen, it's going to be up to me and you, ladies and gentlemen, to get this country back on track. Welcome back. It's Bill Martinez here with you just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Andy Gauss is with us, one of America's foremost experts on the history of U.S. currency. He's the president of SDL Numismatics in Hawthorne, New Jersey, a member of the American Numismatics Association. He is the author of The Secret World of Money and Uncle Sam Cook's The Books. Andy Gauss, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Great, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Hey, great to have you here. You know, people wonder, you know, I guess this one number that just came glaring out at me kind of tells you where we are right now, and that is when government workers outnumber manufacturing by almost 10 million employees. That kind of tells you we got a problem here, doesn't it?
Boy, you got that right. A problem in spades. And, you know, you can afford to have all of that, what shall we call it, support staff? Because
mm-hmm.
that's what it is.
Yes.
You know, they're not directly involved in producing anything.
Yeah, what are they producing? Exactly.
Nothing.
Nothing. Right.
In fact, many would argue that they're friction, many of them, mm-hmm. on those that do produce.
Right.
You know, forms and regulations and so forth. So,
well, especially regulators, because regulators got to do what regulators do. They regulate.
Right. And you think about the disadvantage we put American manufacturers in, okay, and I'm not knocking any of it, right, but you have OSHA, Occupational Safety and Health. They make sure you got guards and lights and ergonomics and so forth. And then, of course, you have the environmental guys, that scrubbers, clean water, clean air, and so on, not to mention the unions.
Mm-hmm.
But Americans labor under all of this regulation. And then the manufacturers, and then, of course, profits on those companies are taxed at 35%. And so manufacturers look at their operation and say, wait a minute, I could pick up this entire factory and move it to Indonesia or China or the Far East, wherever, South America. And in those countries, I pay half of what I do in tax and none of the regulations that the United States employs. I could manufacture the same products and then import them back into the United States with no tariff.
Right.
So you're incentivizing this sort of behavior. Why do you then stand around and act surprised when all the companies pack up their goods and leave? Just doesn't.
This is what happens.
You should expect it.
Exactly, Andy. I mean, it's the greatest management principle ever, and that is people do that which they get rewarded for. I mean, you want to know why people, just to your point, why they're leaving this country, why we've got trillions of dollars sitting offshore? It's because they're not being rewarded to bring it back here to the United States. These are American companies, the people that love this country, but they have a fiduciary responsibility to their stockholders. And last time I checked, in a free market system, you have to have profit in order to survive. You can't do it at a deficit, and the government and all their brilliance and the bureaucracy thinks that they can continue to penalize business, be unwelcoming, and then wonder why they exit stage left. This is idiotic.
Yes, and take with them the jobs. Now,
yes.
It's not so much. We had a manufacturing plant here at the intersection of Route 17 and 287 in New York State.
Mm-hmm.
Right at the bottom of New York State was a gigantic Ford assembly plant.
Right.
And a kid within 50 miles coming out of high school with just basic education could go there and earn a living wage.
Mm-hmm.
And all around it were little diners and gas stations and shoe shops and opticians. I mean, there was everything to service these upwards of 20,000 employees at one time.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's closed.
Right.
All the small businesses around it are gone. And if you're a kid coming out of high school, you're lucky to be able to get a job at the Burger King flipping burgers.
That's exactly. Yeah, and this is the thing that's so disgusting about this. And clearly, I will say, there is a party that supports more of the same, that has destroyed our very foundation and these jobs. And the story that you just shared with us, Andy, is one in a million. I mean, it didn't happen just in New York. This is rampant throughout this country. You go across this country in the cities that were once vibrant, and they're ghost towns. And you go, wait a minute, what has happened here? What's happened here is social engineering. Go ahead.
Right. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to step on you there.
No,
but the point I'm trying to make is, it's not a left or a right thing, you know, a Democrat or Republican. I used to call them Demopublicans or Republicrats because the blending of those two entities has really marked a sharp line. And I think it's, unfortunately, for lack of better description, globalist versus nationalist.
Well, no, that's exactly it, and you're right. It has been homogenized, but I would say at the core of the Democratic platform is this thinking. Now, you've got Republicans in the interest of, you know, getting along, you know, have gone along. And it's almost like, wait a minute, didn't you not stop to think the trajectory that this socialism and this mindset that's coming out, it is coming out of one party, more so than the Republican Party. It's not even, it's not, you know, put out in their platform, but clearly in the Democratic Party it is. Time and again, you look at what happens in local governments and the problems that we have locally, you find more times than not it is run by Democrats. So, you know, you gotta call it for what it is. And I think this is what's happening with some of people in the Democratic Party. You know, the Democrats are quick to talk about, you know, what is going on in terms of bifurcation within the Republican Party. And I'm going, man, I see fissures all throughout the Democratic Party. And you got Democrats saying, hey, I'm not leaving my party. My party's left me.
Right. I do meet Democrats, what they used to call them, the Reagan Democrats, I suppose, who do love America, but still have been voting that way because that's the way they always voted. And you're right, their philosophies might not necessarily agree with the traditional Democratic Party.
Well, Andy, I would say that, I'd say this, even though, you know, I disagree with their political philosophy, I'm not at the point to say, well, they hate America. They love America.
Right.
They love the resources and the potential that lies here. They want to get their hands on this thing that's often rural. They don't want to go out and create their own government. They're just going to change ours, the one that we have, the one that's based on we the people, and take control of it. And the thing is we the people have been asleep at the wheel, and we've allowed them to do this.
You're absolutely right. You know, and I think it's time to return to the American plan, what made this country great in the first place. And I see China has adopted bits of it.
Yes.
They use protectionism, and they own their own central bank.
Right.
So we don't own our Federal Reserve Bank, banks. They're owned by the banks that are within the system. So our money is not controlled by our government. And so we're missing the first leg of the American plan, which is, of course, a strong central bank owned by the people, so that the creation of money is done without interest.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's ridiculous that Congress borrows $1 trillion that it doesn't have and then prints a bond, an IOU, $1 trillion plus interest. And they hand that over to the Federal Reserve, who then creates $1 trillion and loans it to them at interest.
Yes, at interest. And the bottom line is, Andy, after it's all said and done, it's for these knuckleheads to get reelected.
And the guys that you were just talking about that love to get their hands on the resources.
Exactly. Andy Gauss is with us. Our conversation will continue with Andy on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. This is Bill Martinez. We're live looking at just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour on this Election Day 2016.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. Again, that's 1-800-441-9833.
Today, living in the United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Perhaps we can arrange a meeting.
Your opinion really does matter.
A new age have begun.
Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
Hey, I don't mind the meeting. Let's just get something done here. What do you say, huh? 19 minutes after the top of the hour, a conversation with Andy Gauss, one of America's foremost experts on the history of U.S. currency, continues. You know, Andy, I was reading in Drudge this morning, you know, the universities are helping students cope with the election. some pundits have referred to what's happening on the campuses as Cupcake Nation. You know, I got a drill instructor that could help them in 12 weeks go a long way. You know, and get them beyond this stuff, because there is no doubt the trajectory that America is on is not for the faint of heart. You know, we got to roll up our sleeves and get to work on this, don't we?
Oh, you got that so right. Matter of fact, that was the pre-show discussion. Colleague's friend is a 20-year-old that is hiding from his problems in his room and crying.
Nice.
That's his answer to coping with, you know, what's wrong in his life.
Yes.
That isn't the can-do spirit that was America. The safe zones don't exist. So I suppose we should toughen up a little bit as a nation. No question about that.
Well, this is what political correctness has wrought. It has done this to our kids. We've allowed this, adults, our generation, Andy, we've allowed this to happen to our kids. And it's like, yes. Look at, you know, put on a helmet, bang them in the head, you know, it can
right.
be tough out there. Go get some boo-boos, you know, get some scratches and all that. That's what life is all about. We learn by experience. You're going to find out here. But to be coddled and to, you know, unleash this next generation of pansies, if I could say this, is dangerous, you know, for this country, for themselves. I mean, what are their families going to be like, Andy?
Yeah, it's hard to say. I do agree. Hard work will toughen them up quick. And the notion started that we could all be brain surgeons and rocket scientists. And so we're going to send every one of our kids to school. Now, I have a nephew who can work great with his hands, but not much on the thinking side.
Yes.
So we need craftsmen and vocations that support people that work with their hands and not so much their brains.
Exactly.
And this is, well, obviously, they work with their brains in a different way.
Right.
More tactile. They're not numbers people or they're not language people. And to have opportunities for all rather than tell them, oh, no, you can't work in that factory because we're sending that to China. You have to learn how to do something that's totally outside of your field.
Mm-hmm.
This is not good for America. We need every vocation, every type of skill, every job, every means of manufacture like we used to be.
Mm-hmm.
When the government owned the central bank, and it was a very brief period, and issued money into circulation as debt, and then a couple other times where the central bank allowed it. For example, mm-hmm. when Ike wanted to build the military interstate transport, he went into the defense budget, issued United States notes straight from the Treasury. Can you imagine? Like, it looks just like a Federal Reserve note,
right.
only it's a United States note, and so it bears no interest. So it was an interest-free infrastructure program that put America to work in a way that lasted 30 years. And it took free trade to dismantle it, but it was done.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we need to go back to the American plan, the idea of owning or at least controlling the central bank, which we don't do.
Well,
Federal Reserve is an entity mm-hmm. unto itself. It does what it wants.
Well, and it is so powerful, Andy. I mean, look what happened. Rand Paul suggested as much, and Barack Obama was quick to come out to fire a salvo over the bow of his boat, and I read it as a threat. Nobody else
right.
seemed to respond that way, but I read it as a threat. It was one of those things, kind of the same thing that Barack Obama said to the Supreme Court, you know, just short of them, you know, looking at Obamacare. He kind of let them know that this was not going to be in their best interest. And for Rand Paul, it was like, you don't want to go there, buddy. I think you need to be quiet. It was I thought it was quite threatening what he said.
Oh, indeed. I agree. In fact, as you look at the FEC report, sir, OpenSecrets.org or pick your data source, you'll find that the number one contributor to these politicians are the banks.
Yes.
And number two are the lawyers and lobbyists for the banks.
Right.
So, you know, it is in their best interest. Is if you're part of the club, you know, you just don't go there. You can
right.
talk about anything else. But if you want to be a politician, you never talk about the Fed ever.
And what are they willing to do to protect that, Andy? That's the thing.
What are they not willing to do to protect
right.
it would be a better question. I know, Mr. Paul, I think all he suggested was that we audit the Fed.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't say he wasn't as strong as his father, which was in the Fed.
Mm.
He just wanted to audit it. And, right. And I guess that makes sense. I mean, I find they have 47 Learjets. They have a $30 million art collection, all bought with money that was printed on their printing press, yeah, where the rest of us have to work for.
Right,
so,
exactly.
Yeah, the Fed needs a second look. I think it needs to be brought into the Treasury, lock, stock, and banana stand. And then we need to put tariffs on companies that will move their jobs from the United States somewhere else to avoid environmental regulation or safety regulation or minimum wage laws or a heavy taxation burden that makes us like 18th out of 20 developed nations.
Well, America doesn't know, Andy, America doesn't even realize. I mean, here we are, we've been fighting slavery, it seems like, all our lives, right. And most people look at slavery, you know, through the eyes of black America. They don't even know they're enslaved right now. And you talk about the system being rigged. This is the system, really, at the very core of it, this is the system, and we're rigged. Right. I mean, forget about the politics, forget about Hillary Clinton and all that. It is much deeper than this.
Yes. Well, and it is, if you can create money and then loan that money to various entities, you can also create it and spend it.
Sure.
And so when the banks create and spend the money and then decide to give it to the politicians that support them, you can see the incestuous relationship and how we the people have no part of it.
Yeah.
So it takes a person, forgive me, like the current Republican nominee, I'll say his name.
Right.
Trump.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, it takes a guy like that with pockets deep enough. And even his, you know, the billionaire, are still not deep enough to compete with this machine.
Well, not to mention the fact that I don't know that, and I don't know that Donald Trump is diabolical enough to come in with guns a-blazing. Because the last time I checked, the last president to challenge this, we didn't hear from him. You know, he got assassinated.
No.
Sadly, I mean, it is this diabolical, and I don't know. When you talk about courage and you talk about getting your country back, I'm not sure the people really understand where we are.
Who we're taking it back from.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
No.
We're not talking about foreign people that might have come here. We're talking about the oligarchs, the international or multinational corporations that own, what, 80% of the media, 95% of the banks. You know, they have no interest in the United States. They want to do what's best for the world. So entities like the Deutsche Bank and Union Bank of Switzerland and Central Bank of China, why should they have an ownership interest in our central bank? It doesn't make sense.
No.
It is, in fact, one big happy world that I don't want to be a part of. I want to be an American again. That's what I'm not a global citizen. I long for the I love America attitude. And a willingness to put America first for a change. It's time.
Are
to
we
get
too far, Andy? Are we too far down the road? Is the genie so far outside the bottle? I mean, the fact that you know, look at this election cycle. The
tomorrow.
Fact that you could have yes, I know, but I mean, the fact that you could have a Bernie Sanders rise up and command so much attention within the Democratic Party. The fact that you can have somebody who is on the verge of being indicted, and I know some people, well, she's not indicted. You know, why are you even bringing that up? Well, come on, you know, just. Everyday people look at this and say, you know, they know that it's not right. They're not attorneys. They don't know how to dot the I's and cross the T's and, you know, avoid subpoenas and break laws, you know. But yet there is a candidate here running for the highest office in the land that has broken laws and is getting away with this. And clearly there's a standard of law for the rest of us minions. And there's something different yet for the elites like Hillary Clinton.
Some are more equal than others. You know, that was the motto of Animal Farm, right? We're all equal, but some of us are just a little more equal than others.
Mm-hmm.
And I certainly think that this, in my lifetime anyway, is our last best hope.
Well, here we are. We're at the crossroads.
I was alive during the Kennedy assassination.
You and me both, Andy.
Myself.
Exactly. Well, Andy, we're out of time. Appreciate you coming on. Author of The Secret World of Money and Uncle Sam Cooks the Books, Andy Gauss on Bill Martinez Live.
If you want term life insurance, call Life Quotes. We guarantee you the lowest prices, or we will pay you $500. Plus, get up to $1 million in term life insurance with no medical exam. You do need term life insurance. Call Life Quotes now.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
It started at bunco night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin, barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
So wake me up when it's all over. When I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was fighting myself and I didn't know I was lost.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, that's just one of the many outlets, over 280 to choose from. But, hey, we appreciate you no matter how you connect with us. You know, for joining the team and the good cause to get this country back on track. Not for the weak of heart. You know, we can't see a therapist. I know you may think that you need one after what we've gone through for these last couple of years. And but here it is. We are at the crossroads of this country. And we will decide today if this will be a country, a country of, for, and by we the people, or if it will continue on the trajectory that it's been on, and that is to be the country of and for by the elites. It's just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour right now. Jennifer Burr, co-founder of Politistic and editor-in-chief, a graduate of Texas A&M University and a certified teacher with 12 years experience in the classroom. Jennifer, always good to have you with us. How you doing?
I'm great. Always good to be on your show.
Well, Jennifer, you were saying something here in a recent release that we've been saying for quite a while, is that, you know, James Comey and all these other investigations are been focusing on Hillary. But what we're finding out based on these emails is that this goes into the Oval Office. I do not know how to extricate one President Obama from Hillary's email ills. Do you?
No. I mean, especially, you know, when Obama stood in front of a camera and told the American people, I heard about Hillary's email server the same way everybody did when I was watching the news. First of all, I seriously doubt it. I hated that line all throughout his presidency. Because you're the president of the United States. You're not going to find out about some high security risk on the news.
Right.
And then
exactly.
Secondly, it was a complete and utter lie because he was communicating with her using an alias email address on this private unsecured email server, which is disturbing enough. But Huma Abedin, Hillary Clinton's top confidant, longtime aide, sees her as her second daughter, said that every time Hillary changed her email address for that server, on that server, she had to tell the White House, because Barack Obama's BlackBerry was a high security device which only accepted emails from known email addresses.
Exactly.
So yet again, Obama caught in a huge and blatant lie. And what in the world is the President of the United States and the Secretary of State doing discussing anything on a private unsecured email server that the rest of the government has no access to?
And the FBI has already said it's a 99% chance that her server got hacked, and that there's five countries or five players involved. So, you know, they want to blame the Russians. Well, you know, okay, maybe they're part of it, but what about the other four? And if not five, then why not 20? Why not 30? Why just five?
Right. Yeah, and remember all the times that Hillary said there's no indication that the server was hacked. I mean, come on. If it's an unsecured server, I'm sure a hacker is going to find it. But,
yeah, I mean, Comey says like having a Gmail account. What, are you kidding me? All our national secrets, everything on a Gmail account?
And how often? Just recently, Yahoo had a huge breach where customers' passwords and everything were accessed. And this is how the left tries to continuously play it off. They try to say, they try to deflect to the Russians, though the Russians are trying to influence our election. Okay, they might be, but what I'm concerned about is what I'm seeing here in the emails.
Exactly.
I mean, talk about disparaging people. What her campaign, what Hillary and her campaign thinks about Hispanics, Blacks, Christians, Evangelicals, it's just astounding. I mean,
well, it's elitist to the max, Jennifer. You know, we've known this, and it's all out there now. And the thing is, that's most amazing is that I mean, you know, she says, "Well, I'm surprised I'm not ahead by 50 points. I'm surprised you're not down by 50. You've disparaged everybody. They're deplorable. They're irredeemable." What she has said about Hispanics, women, this sort of—I mean, come on, are you kidding me? I mean, now they're trying to attach the bimbo title. I mean, they said, well, you know, Trump, you know, refers to women as bimbo. Well, last I checked, you know, in terms of the two, that was part of Hillary's defense in protecting her husband. She referred to all these women that were coming and saying, look, I've been manhandled and raped and whatever. And you know, she called them bimbos. That was her term, right? And somehow,
right.
And this is what they do. Democrats are real good at taking whatever it is that's out there, and they deflect it. And wherever they can, if they can put it on somebody else, you got to give them credit. I mean, they've been very effective in doing this. And of course, I give the mainstream media no credit, because they have dishonored their profession, and they've done we the people no service whatsoever in protecting Hillary and promoting the lies of Hillary, the president, and government officials, I dare say, when they're supposed to be the ones to protect the interests of we the people. I think we the people need to go on strike against the mainstream media, turn it off, don't buy a publication, you know, for a specific period of time, and let them know that we're not going to put up with this stuff.
Right. I mean, it just came out recently that CNN, after acting all shocked that Donna Brazile went upset, fed questions to Hillary Clinton. It turns out that multiple CNN hosts were actually in communication with the DNC asking for questions when it came to interviews with Ted Cruz and Donald Trump. And this, going into your deflection, or going along with your deflection, yesterday I was on Twitter, and Matt Walsh, big, you know, blogger Matt Walsh, said, Michelle Obama just said the candidate who advocates partial birth abortion sees the dignity and humanity in all of us. I mean, the left is notorious for saying all kind of beautiful, flowy, flowery, inspiring words, and it doesn't even actually apply to what they're talking about.
Exactly.
It's actually the exact opposite. But their people just still eat it up and clap like seals, and they have absolutely no idea the disconnect.
Well, and I'm still amazed, frankly. Hillary was in front of a bunch of, middle class people, and she tells them flat out, I'm going to raise taxes on the middle class. Talk about clapping like seals. They all applauded, and I'm going, did they just hear what she just said? I mean, are you kidding me? I mean, And she just said, hey, I'm gonna put it to you. And they, hey, great, yeah, let's just keep clapping here. This is great. You had something that I hadn't seen before, that you found out that Hillary forced her immigrant maid to print out classified information.
Isn't that astounding? How many times did she say, oh, I protect national security. I'm very serious about it. I even read emails covered awning so that when I was in places so that no one could look overhead and see what I'm doing. Well, it turns out she had her housekeeper print out classified emails, not just print out classified emails. She had emails forwarded to her so she could print them out after acknowledging that they were classified. And the woman had access, I forget the name of this room, this room that was set up mm-hmm. by the government. It had a secure facsimile machine. Hillary received the daily presidential briefings, which are, you know, top secret type information. And the woman had access to that and was expected to go in, gather that stuff, and get it for Hillary. I mean, but she took great care with our
exactly.
national security and country secrets.
Unbelievable. And Jennifer, yesterday we spoke with Kathleen Saucier. Her son, as you may know, Christian, was the Navy submariner, and he took some casual photos in a restricted area inside a nuclear sub, and 11 years of his career is down the toilet. He's in jail for a year. Has a young daughter. His life has been devastated, not to mention the fact that he did a couple of tours of duty overseas, was wounded, needs health care, and his health care has been vacated now as a result of all this. So here it is, one set of laws for the common man, for us minions, and you've got Hillary getting away with everything that she's getting away with, and we're actually, she's on the ballot. She could be president.
I saw a great meme circulating yesterday about how, you know, the left always, they perpetuate that victimization mentality, and they try to get people to believe that someone else is responsible for their actions. And they talk about how, the criminal justice system is unfair. It's unfair. Rich white people can get off far more than blacks, and we have way too many black people in that are incarcarerated and everything. And
Jennifer's
living proof.
Exactly. We're out of time, Jennifer Burke. Thank you so much for being with us. Co-founder of Politistic on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Jennifer.
This Multiview Special Report is brought to you by Kraft Heinz. When we think of fall, we think of indulging in rich and flavorful meals, sides, drinks, and desserts. But as the temperatures drop and the holidays approach, our busy calendars begin filling up, leaving us with little time to think about preparing dinner. The solution? Stovetop Stuffing Mix. Stovetop Stuffing Mix has been America's favorite stuffing for more than 40 years. If it's not Stovetop, it's not Thanksgiving. For stress-free stuffing, choose Stovetop Stuffing Mix. Each box contains everything you need, including vegetables, seasonings, herbs, spices, and breadcrumbs packed with flavor. Unlike traditional stuffing, Stovetop Stuffing Mix can be prepared on the stove, in a pot, or even in the microwave. It's perfect for sharing with the whole family. Talk about your perfect side. It's ready for the table in just 5 minutes. For more information, tips, and recipes, visit craftrecipes.com/stovetop.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Across the country, on your smartphone, and around the world.
There's a wonderful world of softness, a wonderful world.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour, and it is time, yes, James Herson time, New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. Mr. James, how are we doing, buddy?
Fantastic. I couldn't feel better about this wonderful nation we live in and its very wise voters.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm hoping. You know, the thing is, it's going to be a tough deal, and you and I have touched on this before, is what's left after the loving?
Well, battle will not be over. As a matter of fact, I was just discussing this. You know, no matter who wins... Mm-hmm. But I believe Donald Trump will win. Mm-hmm. But I believe when Donald Trump is announced, there will immediately be hysteria across the country from left of center folks. We will have a certain amount of rioting, and the battle, the intense battle between Donald Trump and his followers and the establishment of both parties and global institutions that want the status quo, that battle will have just begun.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, the idea that we're going to just have this kumbaya moment after the election, that's a pipe dream. It's not going to happen.
Well, I'm amazed that they keep asking that question. I mean, you know, Chris Wallace again was hammering Governor Pence. Well, are you guys, are you guaranteeing that, he's going to support this? I go, it has nothing to do with him. It's the people. They're the ones, and they're not about to guarantee anything. I mean, each of them feel passionate about their candidate, and you're going to have some people that are upset on either side no matter what happens.
No, that's exactly right. And look, the fact is, this is a different kind of struggle, a different kind of campaign, because the United States has realigned. And I wrote about this in my article. You know, Trump has this two-minute ad that they released, and immediately the Clinton campaign, by the way, copied and came out with a two-minute ad of their own.
Uh-huh.
2 minute being a fairly long ad when you're looking at primetime TV, and Trump's had a huge ad buy where... You know, he's buying, he had the ad running on the Sunday NFL games, probably tonight, Monday Night Football, some primetime shows. And then, of course, local buys in Florida, Pennsylvania, Nevada, Ohio, Michigan, Colorado, Iowa, North Carolina, New Mexico, probably other places. And this is a unique spot. As a matter of fact, it's interesting. The press has called it bleak and negative. But what it is the close. You know, Donald Trump, who wrote The Art of the Deal, this is the closing argument. As a matter of fact, the piece is titled Donald Trump's Argument for America. It's up on my website at jamesherson.com.
Right.
And it's a speech that Trump gave in October in Florida that really talks about the distinctives that are in this campaign, that we're talking about a corrupt political establishment versus the American people, right, and Trump being the outsider to come in and drain the swamp. That has become the number one issue. Mm-hmm. That has become the overriding sort of umbrella issue. And this is a brilliant ad. It's brilliant, and it's a great closing argument because I said the word distinctives. It shows messages that have never before been given by a Republican presidential candidate, and they're very important. He talks about the destruction of our factories and our jobs, mm-hmm, that these are global interests, that politicians in the establishment are not acting in the best interest of the American people, and then he's promising as an outsider to act in the best interest of the American people, America first.
Right.
And it's a message, you know, we've heard some, there was one candidate for president years ago named Pat Buchanan who won the New Hampshire primary with a lot of similar messages, and he was castigated, very similar to the way that Donald Trump was. All of a sudden, the Republican establishment turned on him in ways that shocked everyone that was watching.
Exactly.
Because Pat Buchanan had been a longtime CNN pundit, and it was accepted. And all of a sudden, they turned on him and called him the same names, racist, anti-Semite, sexist, you name it.
Mm.
So it's the same kind of a battle. But good news out there. You know, the L.A. Times poll showed Trump up by 5. Mm-hmm. There's indications that the Florida early voting is much higher in terms of Republicans than anyone anticipated.
Than what it was with Romney, yeah.
Certainly. Than it was with Romney, I mean, anybody anticipated. And Republicans normally don't vote early. Mm-hmm. They come in stronger on the late vote. That's a very good sign for Florida, which is arguably the most important state right now,
right,
in terms
and then
of all
you got,
the
and then you got big numbers increase in North Carolina, too, James. I mean,
yes.
You know, so we're going to find out if we go to bed early or we're just going to wrestle in our sleep. We probably will know, you know, by, I would think, 9 o'clock Pacific time, wouldn't we?
It's hard to tell. I think if we know early, that's a sign that it's you know, it's going to be a landslide election if we know early. But it's hard to tell only because, for example, you know, they'll start calling the states. I mean, two states really to watch closely are Michigan and Pennsylvania. If Trump wins Michigan, it's really a sign that he's the favorite at that,
right,
point. If he wins Michigan and Pennsylvania, his new name is Mr. President.
Right.
You know, and those states are clearly in play, and the best indicator is the fact that the Hillary Clinton surrogates are flooding that state.
I was going to say, exactly. They're doing what they can to defend that. That tells you something, right?
Yeah, and Michigan is a shocker. I mean, that's a state no Republicans has won since 88, and here's a state that up until just a few days ago, all of the pundits said, you know, Michigan was blue. Mm-hmm. They gave it to Hillary. Now they call it a toss-up state, but it makes sense. You know, you and I have been talking about the parallels with the Brexit vote,
mm-hmm,
and the Rust Belt is Brexit territory.
Exactly.
It's just, and if those families that have been decimated by factory closures over the last decade and a half come out in big numbers like Brexit, like 70% turnout,
mm-hmm,
Trump will be the president. I believe that's going to happen.
Wow. Well, I'll tell you, I just sense, and I've sensed from day one, as you and I have discussed, that there's this misrepresented momentum that's happening across the country, this wave, this movement that Donald Trump calls it, that the traditional pollsters are having a hard time, you know, getting their finger on it. This is why the polls are all over the place. I mean, some of the polls are all over the place because we know they have their thumb on the scale and they're playing games. But even right now, some of the ones, whether it's Rasmussen, was always fairly steady. Some of these others, you know, they're, you know, it's quite interesting. You know, I think what's going to come out of this is that I would think, James, if Trump wins, it throws the Republican Party upside down. It causes them, you know, to redefine what they're about and to really, you know, get their mission squared away. And also it forces the Democrats to deal with some rather crazy political stuff that they have in their closets, doesn't it?
Oh, you're absolutely right. We saw over the last 2 weeks the never-Trumper components, even of the establishments, begin to shrink. And that how they're out there campaigning. Paul Ryan is campaigning for Trump, proudly saying he voted for Trump, the Speaker of the House. And it looks good in terms of the polling locally for the Republicans to maintain control of the Senate.
Right.
It's possible they might lose one seat, but that's nothing like the bleak picture that was painted only 3 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And so I think the Republican establishment, one of the biggest things that they have to do, assuming a Trump victory, is they have to follow the new Republican platform that Trump has established. Mm-hmm. They have to reevaluate their immigration policy, their trade policy. They have to abandon the Trans-Pacific Partnership. And this isn't going to be easy. But they have to go along with rank-and-file Republican wishes, because otherwise we are going to vote them out.
Exactly.
And we're going to primary those people because we've had it.
Exactly.
We've reached the level. I mean, the corruption is far too pervasive. Mm-hmm. And you know, people like Rudy Giuliani and Newt Gingrich get it.
Yes.
I was going to
ask you, James, with Trump's contract with America, how is that antithetical with most of the Republicans in office right now? Is that a problem? I mean, to me, they're all reasonable, common sense things. And some of these have been policies and statements that Republicans have run on. So I don't see how that's going to be a big problem. The big problem is just going to be they're going to have to get behind it.
Yeah, they're going to have to get behind it. And those two areas that I mentioned, you know, when you think about people like Lindsey Graham, John McCain, they're not on board with reforming trade agreements and with securing the border, obviously.
Right.
And there's many other Republicans, and pretty much controlled by the donor class and the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, the Wall Street Journal crowd, and they're going to have to change. It's going to be, I mean, this is the magic word that Trump stands for, change.
Yes,
and it includes
exactly.
The Republican Party.
Right.
And I don't believe, I think the party can unite around Donald Trump, especially it'll be shown if he keeps the House and Senate. Already, even the liberal media is projecting models that beat Mitt Romney. Significant amount, both electorally
We're down to hours, and we'll find out soon whether, you know, what kind of America we have going forward here. The one and only James Herson. James, thank you so much for being with us. James, New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. Have yourself a great day, buddy.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Worried about